Yawn quest.
Yawn quest.
Yawn quest.
Yawn quest.
Yawn quest.
Yawn quest.
Welcome to Yarn Quest,
a First Nations-led podcast of big stories
by little kids.
I'm Uncle Mott.
And I'm Arnie Brooke. We are your friendly neighbourhood storytellers.
Join us every episode for imaginary yarns written by you.
Let's jump in. It's time for an adventure.
Hey, I'm Tanae. I'm 8 and a half. This is my noodle story.
One day, I was making noodles, and I swear, this little orange pixie guy with blue hair flew out from behind the bread box and flew over my bowl of hot, steamy noodles. And do you know what he did as he flew over the top of my bowl of noodles that I was really looking forward to eating? He farted. I saw it. Kind of looked like mini fireworks. Phew, phew. Rainbow farts exploding all over my yummy noodles. Great! Not. I was pretty sure I was seeing things, so I tried a little bit of my noodles. Yep, I was not seeing things. My noodles tasted bad. Ugh, like stinky socks and dirty feet. Gross! I can't believe that little guy ruined my noodles. I put my noodles down on the bench and went looking for the orange guy with the blue hair over near the cookie jar. I was so busy looking for them that I didn't hear my sister walk into the kitchen. She loves noodles nearly as much as I do. So when she saw my bowl of steaming hot noodles just sitting there on the bench, all by itself, she really couldn't help but try some. Ugh! So gross! Said Pania, my sis. I told my sister what happened. I don't think she really believed me, but she said she'd help me look for whatever ruined my noodles. We were looking behind the jars on the kitchen bench when all of a sudden the brown sugar jar moved all by itself. I saw some spiky blue hair pop up behind the jar. Ha! The jar didn't move by itself. Up floated the pixie, blue hair and orange skin, and a pretty cheeky looking smile on his face.
Noodles taste yummy,
he said to me. No, because you ruined them with your stinky fart, I said. The little guy laughed and laughed. And he thought he was so funny, which I guess he was. My farts stink bad, but they don't make food stink. Or do they? I asked if he could make my noodles not stink, like a giant smelly toes. But he said that he couldn't. I must have looked pretty sad, because he put the kettle on and made me some more noodles. And super quick, they tasted amazing. Like the best noodles I've ever had in my life. They tasted nothing like stinky feet or smelly toes or dirty feet, which was wonderful. The pixie told me that his name is Pasta and that he really likes cooking noodles. He said he'll cook us different noodles every Thursday. Sis and I are excited for anything that doesn't taste like pixie farts.
Hi, my name is Winter, and I'm 5 years old, and the story is called The Food Went Away From the Plate. When my dad was making dinner, my dad asked me to sit down. When he brought it to me, I realized something was wrong. The food was moving. The food didn't want to be eaten. I asked dad what was going on, and dad said, I don't know. what is going on. That it is out of my lead. A bright light appeared in front of us. A unicorn appeared. My dad and I were shocked at what we saw. But my foot jumped onto a unicorn's back and said, "Let's get out of here." So the unicorn turned around and jumped back into the light and disappeared. And the light faded away. My food escaped. I was left hungry, but luckily my dad cooked some more food. I hope it stays on the plate this time.
Cooking muffins with Tane. I like cooking. I cook with my mum and my grandma. My favourite thing to cook is muffins. This is the muffin recipe me and my mum use to cook. The ingredients you need are 2 cups of self-raising flour, 1/2 cup of white sugar, 1 egg, 1/4 cup of oil, 1 cup of milk, and 1 cup of chocolate chips or fruit of your choice. This recipe needs an adult's help because we have to use the oven. Preheat your oven. That means turn it on to 160 degrees. Then get your patty pans or rub butter all around the edges of your muffin tin so they don't stick when they're cooking. First, mix your flour and sugar together in a big bowl or a mixer machine if you have one. Then add your milk, oil and egg into your flour and sugar mixture. Mix it up until it's all smooth and it looks shiny. When it's all mixed together, you can add chocolate chips or some raspberries or blueberries or both. Mix in your chocolate chips or your fruit and then spoon it out into patty pans or the muffin tray. You bake your muffins in the oven for about 25 minutes or until the top is golden brown and springy. Sometimes, as an extra treat, we put a spoon of whipped cream on top of a warm muffin. I hope that you make some yummy muffins. Maybe try and make banana ones.
This story is by Tane. It's about cooking breakfast with his auntie and uncle. Sometimes we go stay at my auntie and uncle's house. They have 2 cats. In the morning, I help my auntie Jade cook breakfast. I like helping to cook. It's a lot of fun. This morning, we cooked pancakes and scrambled eggs. My auntie Jade makes the best scrambled eggs in the whole world. I cracked the eggs in the bowl, and we got a little bit of eggshell in there too, but Jade got it out. I poured the eggs into the pan to cook, and I poured most of the pancakes too. Everyone loved their yummy breakfast. Pancakes with a side of eggs. Yum, yum! I had Nutella on my pancakes, and maybe I put a little bit on my eggs just to see how it would taste. But guess what? It tasted amazing.
It's time for a fact break with me, Kira. Did you know that Indigenous people have nearly 5,000 different sources of food? Things like kangaroo, emu, crocodile, snake, nuts, fruits, vegetables, fish, and we even made flour out of kangaroo grass. Did you know that the macadamia nut is native to our country and that its use has spread all over the world, even as far as Hawaii? Did you know that food in our country has become different and multicultural? Because people from all over the world have brought their recipes with them. I'm glad because I love pasta. And now for some jokes. What do you call fake biscotti? A imposter. Why did the yogurt go to the museum? To get some culture. Why wouldn't the hamburger stop making bad jokes? He was on a roll. Got him. Bye.
This story is called NAIDOC Cookies by Tilly. For NAIDOC Week at my school, we made cookies. We mixed flour and sugar and eggs and butter and banana chips in them. We did red, black and yellow icing for the Aboriginal flag. I put red on the bottom and black on the top and the yellow of the sun in the middle. It was pretty yummy, but it was very sweet. We had a smoking ceremony at our school. I got to walk through the smoke with my mum and sisters. Uncle Gabby sang us songs in Darkinyung and played the didgeridoo. He told us stories about the Central Coast. I love NAIDOC Week at my school.
Hi, my name is Mary Raven and I'm a food geographer, and today I'm going to tell you all about Indigenous food.
Mary, what is a food geographer?
A food geographer is kind of just a fancy way of talking about someone who's really interested in food, but also interested in the relationships that we as humans have to land or country and sea. So you put those together and you look at food and how you relate to land and country.
Why is your job as a food geographer important?
Well, it's important because we don't actually talk enough about food. We don't talk about like what we eat, what we have for breakfast, what we eat for lunch. And we kind of need to know that because we kind of need to know what we need to put into our bodies just for health reasons. But also food's an important way of connecting to culture. So if we talk a bit more about food and we know where that food comes from, we can connect back to our culture and back to country.
What is the most surprising thing about your job?
Well, what's most surprising is that sometimes you talk to people and you assume that they're not going to be eating traditional food because they live in the city. But when you spend a bit of time talking to them, you find out that, you know, some people still eat kangaroo or bungara, that's what we call it from where I'm from, big goannas, or they still have access to like traditional plants that I've never even heard of. And that for me is the most surprising thing.
What is the hardest part about your job as a food geographer?
Well, the hardest part for me is when you talk to Aboriginal people, you have to be really flexible about your time. So sometimes you arrange to catch up with them at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and then something comes up for them. So it turns out you're catching up at 2 o'clock and you're not catching up the original location. You're actually going somewhere else 20 kilometres away. So you just have to be super flexible around your time and where you're going to meet people.
What is your favourite part about your job?
Well, my favourite part is talking to people about the food that they love to eat. And sometimes those people decide they want to cook me a meal. So I get to eat all this amazing food that I would never cook myself.
What is the best meal somebody has made for you?
My goodness, the best meal someone has ever made for me. Well, I don't know if it's a meal, but actually I really love chai. And someone has made me an amazing chai, like better than I've ever made. And I've been making it for like 20 plus years. So my favorite thing that someone's ever made me is a soy chai. My favorite meal someone's ever made for me is a vegan gluten-free pizza with this fake cheese that tasted like real cheese. It was amazing. And I've been to Italy and it was better than that.
How did our people do this job before colonization?
So before colonization, we you know, we lived on country and we had to go and collect our own food. We didn't go to the supermarket. So if we needed something that we didn't have, we'd have to go out and collect it. So I guess our people were living with country, collecting their food. So if you want to be a food geographer when you grow up, you have to love food, of course. You need to be able to learn about the way that we as people live with country. And you have to be really good at talking with people. You have to be interested in their stories.
If you want to submit a story to next term's episodes of Yarn Quest, our themes are peace and war, community, writing, and love.
Thank you for listening to Yarn Quest. If you'd like to submit your own story or feature on Yarn Quest, you can email us on yarnquest@awesomeblack.org or find us on Instagram @yarnquest_. This is an Awesome Black podcast hosted by Brooke Scobie and Uncle Mott, starring Yarn Quest kids from all over the continent. Executive producer Jade Goodwin, produced by Tully DeVries and Brooke Scobie, edited by Brooke Scobie, and mixed by Travis DeVries.